joining us right here in studios from the upcoming production of A Christmas Carol at Penobscot Theater Company in Bangor. We're joined by our friends Jen Shepherd and Ken Stack. Welcome.
Hi, Rich.
Hello, Rich. We are happy to be here.
Yes. Lovely to see both of you here.
Thanks.
Looking
yeah.
rested and refreshed after tech weekend.
Exactly. That's for radio. Yeah, rested and refreshed for radio.
You can always look good for radio.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I think I've been doing it all these years. Only thing keeping me in the business. Well, of course, this is such a holiday classic. It's great to have it back, but a brand new version of A Christmas Carol this year.
Yes, yes. It's brand new and re-envisioned, very Dickensian, very true to the story, very lush, very visually exciting. Every element of production has been thrown into this. Yes, we have just gone through tech weekend this past weekend, which has exhausted us, but we're still thrilled with the production and can't wait to bring it to the audiences.
And you are playing a Bob Cratchit, I'm told.
I'm playing the second collector over on the side, once removed from humbug. You know, the usual. Yeah,
but at this festive time of year. Yeah.
Exactly. In fact, I was just going out there. It is more than usually desirable to gather together at 183 Main Street.
No, 131
Main Street. That was the old theater. 131 Main Street to see A Christmas Carol. Penobscot Theater has done it for many years, but we're very, very excited about this production. Some new things that have been thrown in are Dan Bilodeau's sets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've seen the pictures of the set. It looks incredible.
Mini tiers to the set, and also the projections that Arturo Camacho is doing really adds to the magic and also the sense of place, I think.
It looks very atmospheric. Just from the photos, I am in Dickensian London.
Yeah, and there's a lot of magic, just like there is in the story. There's some unexpected, I'm just going to leave it there. There's some unexpected things that happen.
Well, the director, Jonathan Berry, started the whole process by saying, this is Dickens' ghost story of Christmas.
Right.
And he is very true to that with his handling of how we're doing this production.
Yeah.
It is a ghost story, but a ghost story that is so incredibly delightful. Yeah. And with this, you know, that wonderful Dickensian message of the resurrection of Scrooge and how he becomes a decent human being finally. And we love that message, and that's what we do.
And speaking of ghosts, you portray one of the ghosts.
I do. I'm the ghost of Christmas past. Or actually, as I've been told to say it, past.
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 Long past.
Long past.
Long past.
So I'm the ghost of Christmas
your past.
Yes, that's right. Hey, it's like you've done it. I feel really lucky to be one of the ghosts. That's except one of the four ghosts, as Laura Hodos, who plays our Marley, always reminds me that she's the first ghost.
Right, right.
So, yes, and the costumes are incredible and really colorful, but also of the world and then a little bit out of the world, too, I might say, especially for the ghosts.
And one of the elements of the show that I'm particularly finding incredibly exciting is the original music written by Lawrence Finkelhut.
Oh, that guy.
I hear he's quite good.
He's a charming fellow as well. I am biased, but yes.
But he's bringing his game in on this one.
He is.
Because this production has some traditional carols in it, but then so much original music that Lawrence has written that actually underscores the scenes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I'm working a scene with one of the fellow actors, and suddenly the music kicks in, and I don't need to act no more.
Right.
I tell you, Lawrence is doing the work for me. Just listen to the piano, also assisted by violin and cello.
Yes.
It's very rich, very lovely. Full overture.
And an entre act.
Yeah.
And some of it is originally, that's for sure. And then some of them are carols that are ancient of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The Huron Carol, the Sussex Carol. So they're really beautiful, and we use them to underscore a lot of them. I would say there's nine songs, nine musical numbers. Two musical numbers. And then there's a lot of music in between. So something that I think probably we were missing, and we have it now. So.
And it really adds to the richness of the production. And so we're looking forward to bringing this to the audiences.
He's been doing it since August, though. Not in August. The music's been since August. I've been living with it since then. We opened the show this weekend. Our first preview is on Friday, and opening night is Saturday, and it runs through December 22nd.
942-3333. PenobscotTheatre.org online, or just stop in and see the wonderful people at the historic Bangor Opera House to get your tickets. I suspect, as is often the case, they will go fast, though, so you don't want to wait around.
Yeah. I would get in this first weekend. Actually, it's kind of a well-kept secret that the first 2 weeks tend to have the most availability. Mm. So, because, you know, people want to go as close as possible to Christmas. But if you go now, you can go again.
Yes. Yeah.
There are so many, whether it's plays, whether it's ballet, songs, television shows, movies, there are so many traditions associated with Christmas. But boy, around here, I don't know that there's a bigger tradition than a Christmas carol at Penobscot Theatre Company. I know it. I know you have done it, 113 times through the years? Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you began doing it back in, the 70s at Penobscot Theatre?
Oh, actually, with Penobscot Theatre, believe it or not, back only in the 80s.
Oh, only the 80s.
Not that long ago.
The 1880s?
No. It feels like it. You know, but Dickens' story has been around for 181 years.
Right.
And it'd be, yes, 181 years on December 19th is its birthday. So come on out and help celebrate it.
Yeah.
What was the draw for you originally?
Oh, the very first thing about the chance to do Scrooge was I was a young kid as an actor. My gosh, I was like 28 years old. And suddenly
the makeup has gotten so much easier for you.
You're telling me, Paul. But you know, this director down at a little theater in Virginia said, hey, we're doing Christmas Carol again. We lost our Scrooge. You were just doing a children's theater tour. You want to stay on? I said, well, yeah, fine. I had no idea how much work it was going to be, but I just fell in love with the story. Of course, like everybody else, we grew up watching Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. I'd been seeing it. Alistair Sim, that's my favorite, the 1952
George
version.
George C. Scott for me.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great.
Everyone's got their
Mr. Magoo for me.
There you
go.
Well,
yeah, especially the Beetling Shop scene. Yeah, that was great. But, he pulled me into it. And then I was hooked. They brought me back the next year and then year after, blah, 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 and kept doing it. And it's been a part of my DNA since 1979.
Well, who doesn't love a character that gets to transform right in front of everybody's eyes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then is forgiven by the people in his life.
Yes.
I mean, that's just so, everybody wants that.
He does have to earn it.
That's what's nice about it.
And to earn it every year.
And every night.
Why do you think people are so drawn to this, not just this show, but this particular production and this guy's amazing portrayal?
Wow. Yeah. He's extra grouchy. No, I think people, true though, on stage. I think people are drawn to it. I think Ken pretty much nailed it, is that like we all have things in our past that we wish we could redress. And and this play is about that, that sort of no matter how far gone you think you might be, if you do the work, even if it's with the help of spirits, you will maybe be forgiven for those things. And I think that that's sort of ultimately also the sort of gift of the holidays, is that we get to see those people that we hope will forgive us and still love us.
Which is a pretty good message. We were chatting before we came on about the polarization in the country.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things that brings people together. And I think people are more inclined to be that way at this time of year.
It's been a huge gift to work on this production right now. And just in terms of self-reflection and sort of where we are, for sure.
When you work together with other people and bring in other people, you can enjoy the richness of life.
Yeah.
And that's what Dickens, he looked around him in 1843 and saw no one talking to each other, no one working with each other, and said, we can change that. We can change that just by reaching out to our fellow human beings. And that's what we do. Every performance of A Christmas Carol. May that truly be said of us.
And all of us.
Well, you've got a wonderful cast. You too. You mentioned Laura Hodos.
Yes.
All kinds of talented folks, including a lot of young people who have come up through the Dramatic Academy program.
Yeah, we double cast the roles of the kids. So we have our Pickwick cast and our Copperfields. And those are all kids who are currently in our DA program. And then one of the graduates of the DA program, Andrew Barrett, is in the adult ensemble, which is pretty great. He went off to school and got a theater degree and an anthropology minor, as he told me yesterday. That's his safety, okay?
Anthropology.
I know. I didn't say anything. He's also part of the cast. And so that's delightful, because I think the first time I saw Andrew on stage, he was like 10.
Wow.
He's 23 now. So it's been really great. And that's another thing is having all the kids around and sort of hearing what they think and sort of the joy that they bring every time. And the chaos, but the joy.
And it's been wonderful to watch them grow up. You know, they'll do some of the younger roles and some of the older roles.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think Miles Greenhammond has done, this is his second Tiny
this
Tim.
This is his second Tiny Tim. I think next year he might be too tall. We'll see. Yeah.
Last year, a Tiny Tim came to see our production last year who had done it 20 years ago.
Oh, my. Who was that? Do you remember?
Jeremy Vroom.
Oh, yes. I remember Jeremy.
And he came back grown up, bearded and all that. But I remember him up on my shoulder years and years ago. So there's this kind of heritage and history of A Christmas Carol in Bangor, Maine, that we are really continuing this tradition, and we love it.
Well, we can't wait to see it at the historic and beautiful Bangor Opera House opening this weekend. Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, again, 942-3333. Give them a call for tickets and information. Check them out online at penobscottheater.org or stop in at the Opera House and say hi to the good people there. Sounds pretty simple to me. No excuse for not going this weekend through the 22nd of December.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Jen.
Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you so much. See you all at the theater.
And God bless us, everyone.
Oh, there you go. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on Downtown as we get it underway on a Monday afternoon. Let's take a quick check of the weather forecast and see what's happening for this Thanksgiving week. Could there be snow? Could there be a little snow, a dusting on the ground to get us in the mood for A Christmas Carol? Let's find out. The weather brought to you by Black's Heat Pumps, the place to call for installation, maintenance, and repair of mini split heat pumps, online at blacksheatpumps.com or call 631-0558. Black's Heat Pumps, sales and service from people you can trust. A few clouds and a chilly 28 degrees in the overnight. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, periods of rain possible later in the day, and about 44 degrees. Tuesday night, expect rain early, decreasing clouds late, some clearing after midnight, and a low of 31. Wednesday, we can expect sunshine for a good part of the day. High temperature in the mid-40s for Thanksgiving Day. Cloudy, maybe a little light rain in the afternoon, about 41 degrees. And then, Thanksgiving night, rain and snow in the evening, transitioning to snow showers late, and perhaps a few flurries, a dusting coming our way for Friday morning before it clears up in partly cloudy skies. 41 degrees. Maybe it'll melt by showtime, but that just means it's easier to get to the theater.
Yes.
It's the way we look at things. Right now, downtown and here on Broadway in Bangor, we've got cloudy skies out there, and it's a chilly, breezy 36 degrees at Z62 Retro Radio.